from the Gospel of Luke. When the time arrived for Elizabeth to have her child, she gave birth to a son. Her neighbors and relatives heard that the Lord had shown his great mercy toward her, and they rejoiced with her. When they came on the eighth day to circumcise the child, they were going to call him Zechariah after his father, but his mother said in reply, "No, he will be called John." But they answered her, "There's no one among your relatives who has this name." So they made signs asking his father what he wished him to be called. He asked for a tablet and wrote, "John is his name." And they were all amazed. Immediately, his mouth was opened, his tongue freed, and he spoke, blessing God. Then fear came upon all their neighbors, and all these matters were discussed throughout the hill country of Judea. And all who heard these things took them to heart, saying, "What then will this child be? For surely the hand of the Lord is with him." The child grew and became strong in spirit, and he was in the desert until the day of his manifestation to Israel. And so the Gospel of the Lord. Today we celebrate the feast of John the Baptist, and for the scripture passage from Luke, we repeat the prologue to the great poem, the Canticle of Zechariah, the famous Benedictus that many of us say every morning. It's a great way to focus on what our day might become. The prayer itself locates us in the larger world of God's presence and reminds us of the experiences of life that are ours as we enter the covenant with our father Abraham and experience the tender compassion of a God who sets us free. The gospel itself for the feast gives us the setting for the great prayer and brings Zechariah from speechless astonishment to the glorious affirmation that a son is born and his name will be John. And in his newly learned obedience, Zechariah breaks into song. And all who heard him took these things to heart, saying then, "What will this child be?" It seems to me that there are two ways of judging a life. There are those shining souls, a few, who achieve personal greatness, holiness, if you will, by sheer force of the excellence of their achievements and behavior. These are the holy men and women who accomplish great deeds and become well-loved and mature persons. But there are others, witness souls, who prepare, serve, love, and contribute to the well-being of our heroes in life. John the Baptist is certainly one of the best examples of this life of witness to the excellence of others. If we examine the lives of our heroes in life, we may often find that such witness souls are in their background. The great leader, well-known in the world, who is supported by an outstanding staff. The happy, successful child who lives in the blessed ambience of parental love. Or even the preacher is sustained by the prayer and affection of those who pray that he or she may dare to speak the truth in matters of the heart and the spirit. Even late in life, perhaps you may realize that you will never be president of the bank or even win the lottery. Yet there remains for you this calling of being a servant and a witness to all that is excellent and loving in the lives of others. Parents, grandparents are often heroic in the attention they give to their offspring and the hope they bring to struggling children, even to society in general. These witness souls account for much that is good in our world. And so today, we take the measure of our own lives and we consider that although we have no list of great achievements or special excellence in our own lives, we have become involved as witnesses to the remarkable excellence of others and have chosen to live in the radiance of that goodness and beauty and love. I tend to call this the theology of going down. We begin acting at the level where we can really accomplish something, and after a while, our world begins to expand. By being dedicated witnesses to people who are good, we find, or even in need, we find that our lives are blessed in ways that we never expected. If you keep company with the excellence you see in other people and encourage them, why, some of it is bound to rub off on you. Presently, I'm reading a perfect example of this in a book called Kisses from Kate. Katie Davis tells the story of her experience of going as a 19-year-old to work among the children of Uganda. Taking time out from the strong desire of her parents to attend college, the love of a boyfriend, and even a perky yellow convertible, and wonderful clothes and life expectations, Kate starts to look to work in an orphanage, and in no time finds herself forming an NGO, and then surrounded by a loving family of adopted children. She takes us a step at a time as she learns to respond in small, loving ways to the extraordinary needs of the children she encounters. Over time, her family and friends are moved by her witness, and they too become involved. Anyone who's lived in Africa knows the experience. One Sunday morning, a man fell on the ground outside our compound. It turns out he needed a shot for his diabetes. Well, I can't solve his problems, but I've got $2 for a shot. Let's get him over to the clinic. In countless ways, Kate does just this sort of thing and opens herself to such possibilities. In time, these experiences open up moments that a young lady from a very privileged background would never dream of experiencing. This is partly due to Kate's spirit of adventure, but also due to the innate sweetness of the Ugandan children. One episode recounts beautifully for us how after one thing led to another, Kate finds herself in a rented house filled with 7 children. One of the youngest approaches her one day and asks, "Can I call you Mommy?" And simply melts her heart. With this question, Kate does a meditation on what Mommy means. It means I trust you, love you, you are safe, you are mine, and even more. I suspect that all of us have areas of very ordinary experience filled with undeveloped and yet wonderful relationships that at first often we find burdensome and ordinary. But by going down, we develop an attentiveness and joyful spirit of recognition that we can do something. We can touch the souls of others who hunger for life and love, and yes, even holiness. We are witnesses of all that is best and possible for our own brothers and sisters, and we witness the innate holiness and excellence that awaits to be called forth in even the most ordinary and needy people. Today, we make the feast of John the Baptist as witness our own.